We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
He's writing a letter to the church because he said here in James 5:14, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. Now notice that the word church is used there. Is any sick among you? Among whom? You. Let him call for the elders of the church. Any sick among the church? Let him call for the elders of the church. So he's writing a letter. The whole letter is written to the church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Only time in my life that I ever miss God relative to church or preaching or as evangelist and so on and so forth, when I put out a fleece. The rest of the time, I just prayed and waited on God till I got an inward witness in here. I knew on the inside of me what to do. Are you listening to me? I knew what to do on the inside of me, and I followed that, and I never missed it anymore then. Never made the mistake. Well, if we'd learn to listen to our spirits, we'd just be a whole lot better off. Because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, the spirit of man is the part of man that's born again, and is the part of man that receives eternal life, which is the nature and the life of God, and that becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. You remember we looked at the verse there that said yesterday in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Well, that's not the outward man. The body's not new when you're born again. It's the man on the inside. The spirit man that's born again becomes a new man, a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so it's the spirit of man that's born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you remember, that when Nicodemus said, after Jesus said to him, you must be born again, and being natural, he could only think naturally. And so he said, is it possible for a man to enter into his mother's womb, you know, and be born the second time? Well, Jesus wasn't talking about a physical birth. He said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He was talking about a spiritual birth. And so that's the part of man that's born again, is his spirit. And his spirit receives eternal life, the life of God, the nature of God into it. And it's his spirit. You notice he said that God's spirit, the spirit of God, bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And it's his spirit that's made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now the soul is not the innermost being at all. And it's not the soul that's born again. Are you listening to me now? Now here's something that you need to see. We use these terms so loosely until people have missed real truth that would bless them. We've talked about, you see, we've interchanged spirit and soul and acted like they were the same. Now here's a verse of scripture. Look in your Bibles now. Here's something that helped me that really bothered me for a long time, to tell you the truth about it, because you see, I didn't know what I know now, the difference between spirit and soul, and I did just like every other preacher did that I knew of. I referred to the spirit as the soul, and the soul as the spirit. Didn't divide them. The Bible divides them. See, I didn't. Now you notice here in James, first chapter, 21st verse, I want you to see something here that really helped me. And I believe it will you too. He says here, and remember now, that James is not writing to sinners. He's not writing about sinners. He's not writing to sinners. He's writing to the church. I know he is, because you know in James, the 5th chapter, and you understand this, that James didn't write this in chapter and verses. James just wrote a letter. Man divided it into chapters and verses many, many hundreds of years later. Just, you know, make it easier for references. James just wrote a letter. He's writing a letter to the church because he said here in James 5:14, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. Now notice that the word church is used there. Is any sick among you? Among whom? You. Let him call for the elders of the church. Any sick among the church? Let him call for the elders of the church. So he's writing a letter. The whole letter is written to the church. Is that right? Not written to sinners. All right. Now then, turn back to that first chapter then of James. And notice in this 21st verse. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. All right, now let's go on reading so we don't just pick a verse out of and try to make it say something out of a context, you see, and try to make it say something it didn't say. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Well, now this, go back up above verse 21 to verse 19. Or, we'll start with verse 18, just to show you that you don't take verse 21 out and say, now that applies to sinners. Now notice verse 18. Of his own will, he begat us through the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Begat means of his own will, we were begotten or born with the word of truth. Hallelujah. Born again, he's talking about. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren. See, he isn't writing to sinners, he's writing to beloved brethren, isn't he? Isn't he? Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's a hard verse for some people to practice. See, he said down there in the 22nd verse, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Most everybody practices that verse in reverse. They are swift to speak and swift to wrath, and slow to hear. That's not what he said. That's not what he said. He said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man, that means woman too, be swift to hear. Swift to hear. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Now make a practice of practicing that verse, of being a doer of that verse. Don't talk so much. I found out if you don't talk so much, you don't have so much to repent of. Be a whole lot quicker to hear. You can learn a whole lot more listening than you can talking. Amen. Now then, he said, wherefore, the 21st verse, see, he's talking about my beloved brethren, still talking to them, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, here were people that's born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. They have become the first, a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So they were in Christ, and yet their souls weren't saved yet. Isn't that an astounding statement? What is going to save your souls? The engrafted word. You see, a man's spirit, the innermost man, the real man, receives eternal life and is born again. But his intellect and emotions, which compose his soul, still have to be dealt with. They are not born again. They are to be renewed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB, entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in September, yes. Wow, Kindle yeah. the Flame Women's Conference. That's September the 26th through the 8th, but registration is open now. You can go online at rhema.org/KTF and register for the conference.
Hey, listen, you know, Lynette, she said when God told her to start having a women's conference, she said, well, it's not going to be like any other women's conference, and it's not. And let me tell you what, I don't know how many testimonies I've got yes. from guys that they made an effort, they got their wife registered, they did all the things that was necessary so they could attend, and they said their wife actually came back a different person.
Yes.
So listen, guys, hey, this is a fantastic conference. They're going to talk about how that God is the head, and
yes.
and they're not going to talk about defeat. They're going to talk about,
we're not victims, we're victors.
Yeah, that's what Lynette said.
Yes.
And actually the theme this year is the steps of a good woman are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, go right now and get that done, ladies, and you guys, make sure your lady gets here.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.